Hello, I'm Barry Alloway here on 10 Radio, and this week, if you've been listening, you'll know that 10 Radio has been interviewing candidates for the Upper Tone Division of the Somerset County Council, who are standing in the elections to be held next week. That's on Thursday, the 2nd of May. And today we welcome to our studios of 10 Radio Steve Ross, who is standing as an independent candidate. Steve, welcome.
Thank you very much, Barry.
Nice to have your company. Can we begin, Steve, by asking you to give us a thumbnail sketch of your background to help those listeners, perhaps, who are not familiar with you?
Okay, thank you very much for that. I have lived in the southwest of England for 21 years and in Wiveliscombe for 16 years, so you know, people will have seen me or might know me from around the area. I'm married with three children, and actually the first thing I want to say, if you don't mind, is just thank you to my wife for her patience, because it's our 25th anniversary this week, so she's put it on hold for this campaigning. So yeah, from the area, so married to somebody who works in the county council, and I represent this area as an independent district councillor on Taunton Deane, trained as a solicitor, and I have worked in business, and now I'm working on research at Exeter University.
Right. Have you always been interested in politics, or is this something fairly recent for you?
Yes, I've been interested in politics since I was very young. I think it was the time I grew up was a very political time. You know, I grew up when there were power cuts as a young child, and the budgie hit the wall and fell to the floor, mm-hmm. and we had to go and find a bed, things like that. You know, right. through the time of Mrs. Thatcher, through John Major, right. then turning over to Tony Blair. So I have always been interested, but I've always been more interested in the community aspect of it. And it was interesting, Barry, actually, last night, because I didn't get to hear. I was at a community meeting last night, and I didn't get to hear the other candidates, but I listened to them this morning, and I think why I'm interested are the things that come up in the community. So the two candidates who were interviewed last night, interestingly, Hinckley came up, and that's such an interesting subject for us, because people were talking about the leukemia spikes and the science around that, and that fits in a bit with my research at Exeter University. So for the lady who was interested, the report, I think, is the SPIX, SPIX report from mm-hmm. 2012, and that can be found for anyone who was listening last night on Google Scholar. And that's one of those things, because when I was a lawyer, I worked in industrial diseases, so I dealt with things like the organophosphate cases, the sheep dip cases.
Oh yes, that's right, yes.
And when I was doing that, you can see how something like that impacts a community, sure. but you also see how you need to look at the science and how you need to understand the science. So that report...
But can I just pin you down for a second?
Yeah.
Are you in favour of going nuclear as far as our energy needs are concerned?
I've got grave reservations about nuclear. I think we need a significant energy mix.
Do you think it has a place then?
At the moment, I don't think we're doing enough to get away from nuclear. And I think the whole strategy was probably flawed in the first place, because if we would have put the effort we put into renewables, into nuclear, we might have had a better situation now. But then again, I think that reflects the political will of the country and the political parties bringing industrial revolution solutions to 21st century problems.
Okay, well, perhaps we can come back on that one if we've got some time later on. But can I just go back a stage and ask you where your political allegiances have been in the past, because right. you're now standing as an independent. What's your background?
This is great, isn't it? I mean, it's been a privilege to be involved in this election, because all the parties have turned up at last. You know, they've never been here before. Maybe we've got the Conservatives, occasionally we'll get the UKIP, and they're not interested until there's a chance for an election. So let me be very clear on this to everybody who's listening, and everybody who's making, you know, just you know, probably trying to steal votes by saying Steve Ross is like me. When we went to Langford Budville the other night, it was really, really interesting for me, because every candidate seemed to agree with what I was saying when I said it, and you know, they were all looking to me for the answers about what I knew about the area. So my political position is this: I'm an independent, I'm about this community. I have been asked to stand by the Labour Party, I have been asked to stand by the Liberal Democrats, and before the 2011 district election, John Williams of the Conservatives called me and asked me to stand for the Conservatives. Now, it's a nice compliment that they all do that, but that's how they work. They want to take a local person who might be well known at a school or in a community, and then they'll get them irrespective of what they think.
But where would you say your real allegiance has been in the past? I mean, when you vote, I'm not asking you to tell me who you voted for, but have you supported... Certain governments of the day, of course.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, so basically, I grew up in the northwest of England,
yeah.
And I grew up in the northwest of England in a Liverpool family where one side didn't like Mrs. Thatcher, and where my granddad Roland Robinson, every time she came on the telly, he said, "Thank you, Margaret." So you know, you've got a you're in between two different views. So I've supported the Labour Party. I've supported the Liberal Democrats. Last time round in the general election, I'm happy to say, I voted Liberal Democrats because I was worried about what the Conservatives were going to do locally, given some of their plans in the area. And actually, at Taunton Deane, if it's where, you know, you have to make a judgment on these things, don't you? And that's what politics is about. So at Taunton Deane, I have supported the ruling administration, which is Conservative. So in terms of political allegiances, let's be very clear on this. I put my political allegiances out of the way now because I don't think the political parties have anything to offer our community. And Edmund Burke said to me, well, he wrote to the electors in Bristol in about 1753, and it was good advice. He says, what you want, he says, once you elect somebody, is somebody who will exercise judgment for the community. And that's what I'll do. As an independent, no allegiance to no party, and everyone needs to be very, very clear on that. And anyone who suggests any different, come and talk to me, and I'll tell you. I'll tell you to your face.
Now, in your role as a Taunton Deane councillor, an independent councillor, what do you feel you've achieved by being independent compared to actually having an allegiance?
Well, this is something that's I only realised this during this campaign. I mean, first of all, I've been privileged to work alongside another really good independent councillor. I don't know if I can mention his name, but everybody knows who he is. So and that's been good. And I followed really good independent councillors as well. So what have I achieved? Well, when you elect an independent, you make a statement for an area, and the first thing you do, where the Labour Party in Taunton are a minority party, because there are only three of them, and where there are two independents, and then where the other parties are split, independents go straight to the top table. So independents are involved at group leaders. Because there are only two independents, we are involved in all of the committees except planning. Now, that's very important. So, for instance, James and I have served on Taunton Deane Council for the same amount of time. And while we've served on Taunton Deane Council, James isn't a member of any committees. Because there are so many Conservatives, other people, longer-serving members are on committees. So I can go to committees, and like last night, I was there for 4 hours making decisions for this area, but specific achievements. When the government changed the feed-in tariff, when people had been told if they save up to put solar panels on their roof, and the government changed it quickly, so people who were saving up were going to be disadvantaged. Eddie Gaines and I, Eddie Gaines and I, we put a motion to Taunton Deane Council which made it Taunton Deane's policy to write to the government and say it was wrong. And interestingly, that was then upheld in court.
And
let's look at the brew house, let's look at other things. But actually, the other things you achieve as a district councillor, they're not the things you achieve when you're there. We were in Langford Budville, and one of the other candidates, Ben Elkins, was saying how much he'd achieved by ringing Taunton Deane Council to get the grass cut. And I know one of his colleagues laughed earlier on because they rang up to say independents were useless. Well, you need to really pay attention to this. Ringing up Taunton Deane to cut the grass for the Jubilee celebrations, people weren't getting through, and Taunton Deane weren't going to cut the grass. So actually, it took an independent councillor to give some private contractors two crates of beer. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but I did it, and the grass was cut for the Jubilee celebrations. So you can achieve little things, and then you can help people, because there are people in our community who need help.
Okay, can I just stop you there a second, Steve, because I've got a lot of questions here, and we really have got to try to cram a lot into half an hour, but obviously you're going to need to take a drink occasionally as well. One thing which I particularly wanted to ask you was, what policies would you particularly like to follow yourself as an independent, should you be elected in this new role?
As an independent, you look to the community for leadership.
Yeah.
And what we've seen over the last 4 years is massive leadership from our community. Look at the Friends of Somerset Libraries and the Friends of Wivy Library and all the other Friends organisations. These organisations have built up expertise, so I've already said to that organisation, as a credible community organisation, I will work with you to make sure your vision for Somerset's libraries is realised. So that's one thing I want to achieve, put libraries back on the agenda where it is. And then the other thing I want to achieve is actually, let's get to the complexity of the issues. Let's not have debates around we can make cuts. Professor Steve Brown from Exeter University says any fool can make cuts, but we need imagination. And I want Somerset County Council to be a place that debates the issues properly. Not like Taunton Deane, which let us down recently when it wouldn't debate the badger cull. We want some work that debates these issues. Okay.
Perhaps whenever you mentioned the word cuts, that word which people are very much have a buzzword these days. Let's talk about the roads, for example, because I've never seen the roads in such a state as they are now throughout the whole of the West Country, not just locally, but, you know, we've all driven them. And quite clearly, there is going to be a worsening problem rather than a better one unless money is thrown at this. Now, we can't throw money. A county council can't throw money at this. Well, they aren't affecting its budget somewhere. Something has to go. Well, so are you, in fact, in favour of looking at this really important problem, or do you think it's more important that we perhaps take another tack and try to improve our economy and let the roads stay as they are in their current condition?
Somerset is a complex entity. Mm-hmm. It's a legal entity. It's a place where people live. It's an environment. And I think it's crazy that the current county council think there are choices between roads and the economy, between libraries and well-being, between social work and, you know, art. Because actually, these things all have to be dealt with together. That's what the best businesses in the world are doing. They're dealing with them together. And the way to deal with them together is to have proper discussions about them. So, for instance, cuts. The mantra is we must cut, we haven't got any money. It's not an excuse for lack of imagination. And look at Taunton Deane. Eddie and I were given advice, and we followed the Conservatives a year ago, and they told us not to put CCTV in Castle Green. We then find out a year later, after we're more experienced and we've got more information, we find out that it costs more to retrofit the CCTV. And by not putting the CCTV in Castle Green, the Somerset Square, a key area of our economy of Somerset, the licensees couldn't have licensed events because there was no CCTV. So how short-sighted is that? Well, it seems like a good idea at the time, but nobody's thinking and no one's using common sense.
OK, but the question I was asking you, really, rather than specifics, was to say to you, everyone will tell you that at present they are looking to their means. Very few people can comfortably afford to buy everything that they would like to have in the current situation. We've had a 5-year period of recession.
Of course.
People have to manage that money, and the roads clearly are one of those areas that have actually suffered areas.
But Barry, let's put it like this.
But we've got to manage the money. What would you say then?
Barry,
said to you, what's more important?
Barry, we haven't got to manage the money. We've got to manage the situation and then manage the money. It's like in my house. I don't take food away from one child to feed another child. I make sure my car works.
But you would prioritise, would you not?
Well, yeah, and again, you
know, that, this is what we're getting down to. You've got to prioritise budget's going.
Okay, let me give you an example of my prioritisation and how I work as a councillor. It's public record. I was at Taunton Deane last night, and the recommendation of the Conservative administration was that the new swimming pool in Taunton has a spa attached to it. Okay, and we build a new swimming pool at Blackbrook. You can read about this in the Gazette. Sure. I said, despite the fact that it's the Conservatives' recommendation, and I voted with some Conservative and Liberal Democrats, that it was inappropriate to spend money on a spa when all we needed to do was build a swimming pool, because we couldn't guarantee the spa would give the income that we needed for our area. And the other point about it, where we have to have a very sensible discussion about this, is putting a spa at Blackbrook would have put 9 local businesses out of businesses. Day spas, and actually young people in our economy. I know somebody around here is starting a holistic massage business. And actually, if Taunton Deane are competing with them, we're not helping people go forward. So it's a complex problem, and we need people with the brains and the commitment to work with other people to get solutions, because that's what we do everywhere else.
But we're still talking about priorities, are we not? I mean, you know, you're saying there that maybe the spa is not essential, the swimming pool perhaps is important to have.
Barry, we're
prioritising things.
Barry, I think you're asking me questions that are fundamentally flawed, because, yes, we have to prioritise, but we look at things on a case-by-case basis, and we look at things for all of Somerset.
But people who are going to elect you, or not, as the case may be, want to know really how you feel about the money, the way it's being spent,
and
whether the right things are actually being treated, or the wrong things.
Well, if you want me to deal with all the things I know about at the moment.
You're
asking the question.
Yes, I am.
And so, social care. Social care is about 65% of Somerset County Council's budget. It's that high because the political parties have never prioritised it in the way it needs to be done. The question we should ask ourselves are not who will help vulnerable people, but why are there so many vulnerable people? And we need a consistent approach to helping them. The social workers and people who work with vulnerable people in Somerset are very good at their job, and yet they're told they must do better or they can do better, but actually the county hasn't invested them. So in terms of my priorities, county employees, if I was involved in Somerset County Council, would be appreciated. They would be able to hold their heads up for what they are, expert public servants, and we would listen to their advice without wasting money. And then that takes us back to roads. Unlike the Conservatives, I would not walk into Somerset County Council and say, I don't like the idea of red route signs on the roads, and then change it 2 or 3 years down the road because the accidents have increased. I would listen to the advice and I wouldn't waste money. And in terms of priorities and not wasting money, let's talk about libraries. Let's talk about libraries. £600,000, nearly all of this area's council tax from Taunton Deane taxpayers, for a year, wasted on a campaign where people who tell you they have priorities, make promises, say, actually, you know, they just don't listen. So let me tell you about my fellow candidates. They were all asked the question of what would you do about rural schools? Would you keep rural schools? 60 pupils, 50 pupils, 10 pupils. I think we need to look at them. And again, we need to have a sensible conversation about them, because a rural school costs us more than a school in a town like Wiverscombe.
Well, can I ask you something which hinges perhaps partly on that one? I mean, how do you stand as far as the building of more social housing is concerned?
Do you feel that we
ought to be developing in places like Wivy and Milverton and so forth to expand the number of houses and therefore put more pressure on our education system locally?
I think that the policy of Taunton Deane for growth by housing is flawed. We need to do more. It needs to be more holistic in approach. The design and planning of those houses is wrong. Social housing is essential, and actually the planning framework and the way planning is managed at the moment, when you've got an 18-member town council or a 6-member parish council telling people at Taunton Deane it's not a good idea, it amazes me when, for instance, Deane councillors take a position that they know better because they want the council tax and the new homes bonus for each house. So growth is based on more than that, but housing, especially in an area like this, is vital for people so they can stay in their own homes, so they can work in their communities, and they can contribute. So it's important, but it's got to be planned sensibly, and it's got to go forward. Look at Milverton. Eddie Gaines and I supported Gwilym Wren when his party let him down and didn't listen to the people of Milverton. A situation like that, when the community is saying there's a piece of land, we don't want you to build on it, and we want to do X, Y, and Z with that land, the community should be listened to. And that's what I'll do, because, for instance, in the libraries campaign, when I was involved in the early stages of that, had I been on the inside, I would have made them listen a lot quicker than it took us when I was on the outside, and it would have cost us a lot less money.
All right, let's try another one then, if we may. If you were able to exert influence over the policies of the main parties as a councillor, in return for your support, what political price would you expect to extract? Would you particularly look to get things of your own ideas passed through? What price are you looking for your support?
I'm not looking for any price. The ideas, independence, that Eddie and I have taken to Taunton Deane, and that I will take to Somerset County Council with Mike Rigby and other people who are standing as independents, they're good ideas.
But, all right,
let's
ask you then, as an independent already, do you find that people are trying to look upon your votes as something which they would like to count upon,
oh,
and therefore
course,
perhaps
make concessions
to you as a result.
It's a business commercial decision,
sure,
isn't it?
Sure.
People come looking to you for everything when you're an independent with a casting vote, and I will maximise that for this community,
okay,
on a judgment basis, a case by case basis. So, for instance, in terms of the Christmas lights in this community in Wivliscombe, Taunton Deane were going to take them out the budget. It's our major event in the year, and now the money's been found for them. So actually, yeah, that's where independents are successful, and you know, it's very important for our community.
Okay, now another question I've got for you here is one that's been raised by one of our listeners, and we have put this to all of the other candidates, so I'll be interested to hear yours. It's the badger cull. Where do you stand?
Okay, well, the other candidates, I did listen to their positions,
mm-hmm,
and you know, they need to look at it more. What I would like to do is be in a position where the first motion I take to Somerset County Council,
yeah,
will be on the badger cull. I've spoken to members of our agricultural community, academic community and veterinary community, our charitable sector. Because this is something that affects our area where I'm a district councillor, I've had to learn about it.
Okay.
My conclusion and my judgment is that the Krebs report and the science is sound. James and Ben waffling about it last night. Just be very clear, it is sound. When Krebs managed the cull, they caught the badgers in cages and shot them. Around here at the moment, we'll be free shooting and we don't even know how many badgers are. And what the problem with this polarised debate, and what members of the farming community and the business community around here are saying to me, is that the polarised debate started by a shadow minister of agriculture wanting to get into bed with the NFU saying we'll shoot badgers, it misses the point. Our farmers in this area, our custodians of our rural community, have been hammered for years. Foot and mouth, BSC, biosecurity measures. They need help. They don't need stealth taxes by being made to join into syndicates and fund syndicates to shoot badgers. We need to deal with the problem, and we need to look at it wholly. Badger baiting law and badger protection was introduced,
mm-hmm,
to protect badgers against a cruel and barbaric sport. But we also need to look at our population of badgers, how we can ever have a sensible debate when people are not looking at the science.
So broadly,
is crazy.
You are in favour of the
cull?
Broadly
I'm not in favour of the cull.
I
said the science is clear.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is what people don't understand.
You said it had been proven, so I assumed that
well,
you were...
Well, no, yeah, so no, just let me explain the science. The science says that the free shooting of badgers and the culling of badgers by shooting would not make any difference to bovine TB.
Right.
Farming community understand that, and the business community
okay.
understand that.
Right.
So just be very, very clear, I'm against the cull because it's bad for our community, it's bad for the farming community, and it's bad for our reputation as a country.
Okay.
And there's the question of vaccination of badgers. That can be done now. There are groups offering to do it. And look at Wales where that's happening. We need to have a better debate, so that's why I'll bring it to Somerset County Council as early as possible. And then we won't invite the extremes of the debate. We'll listen to what they've got to say, but we'll let our community speak.
Okay, now talking about the communities just for a moment, to what extent would you be prepared to listen to the potential voters, not just now when you're obviously counting on their votes, but in the future? If you were elected as a councillor, how often would you have surgeries?
Well...
Presumably so, would invite people to contact
would it,
you
well,
with
well,
their
listen,
concerns.
We need to do it very differently, don't we? I'm a Schoolgate dad. I'm a Schoolgate school governor. People see me around the town. They see me at the swimming pool. They
but
see
this is
me,
a big area, isn't it?
Yeah,
Steve,
but not just here in
Wivliscombe
meets people from, you know, people
sure.
come in. So people can find me. They know where to find me.
Sure.
And people have got to engage with their councillors. Somebody said to me the other day, where have you been since the Taunton Deane election? I said, where have you been? You didn't contact me once. Where have you been? Other people have spoken to me. Where have you been? It is a big area. I was speaking to somebody in the parish council, and I had a very one of the parish councils in one of the outlying areas, and I had a very sensible discussion. The other candidate said, we'll come to every meeting. He said, we don't want you at every meeting. In fact, we didn't want people coming around trying to learn about us. We're independent. We don't want politics here. You come when you're invited. I said, well, in that case, it's such a big area. Can I send you a monthly report? Yes, of course. if people want to meet me, I can hold surgeries, but we need to work better, we need to work differently, and we need to work efficiently. And that can be said when you come back to Cuts of Somerset County Council.
Have you had much feedback as an independent councillor already from Taunton Deane in this respect? Have people been contacting you on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. The casework I'm involved in, it ranges from roads, houses, helping people with forms, helping people with issues in their everyday life, helping people secure business grants.
So, and you'd be happy to do this as a county councillor?
Absolutely. I must do it as a county councillor, because what people need to note about the county council is, as a county councillor, you access more grants and resources for your area than a district councillor will. So I want to make sure that somebody from the area who knows the area and who can support the whole area... is there? Can I just say to, if anyone's listening in on the Monument side as well, which is a new part of the Upper Tone Division, Ford Street, Samford, Arundel, Thorn St Margaret, Hollywell Lake, I look forward to working with you. I'm trying to get around, but my campaign is small. There's no party machine, and I'd love to work with you. And I want to make sure you don't feel disenfranchised, because we're all one area, and it's really important we work together. And I have a good reputation at Taunton Deane, I have a good reputation in the community, and I hope I am the best person to represent you.
It's very easy, isn't it, for anyone living, let's say, in that part of Wellington that you've talked about, to think, well, he's a Wiverliscombe man, he's going to listen much more to Wiverliscombe people. So you've really got to put yourself about, haven't you?
Well, look at the brewhouse. I mean, I followed Eddie Gaines's lead on this, but it wasn't Taunton Deane Council. It was two Taunton Deane councillors who set up one organisation, along with a Taunton Deane councillor who set up another one. So Eddie and I were involved in the Save the Brewhouse campaigns from the start, and that's because we have a duty to the whole area. The brewhouse and arts are very important to me and to our community. It always gets looked over when people are talking about Cuts. It always gets done over when people are talking about Cuts, which is ridiculous. But Eddie Gaines and I, as independent councillors, we've shown what we can do for the whole area. And that's why people need to remember that it was the friends of Wiverliscombe Library, people from the 10 parishes and beyond who used the mobile libraries, who joined in with the Friends of Somerset Libraries and made a national campaign, because we will all work together with common sense for the best of the community.
OK, Steve, well, we're almost up to time now. Is there one last quick message you would like to give to the voters?
Please vote for me. It's really important. it is important. I lost by 50 votes last time. Mm-hmm. And if you want a county councillor who will be your voice and will stand up for libraries and stand up for local people, vote for me. Don't think I'm going to win. Don't leave it to luck. Come out and vote for me. Okay. It's important, because if you vote for anyone else or you stay at home, you will get a Conservative. And we know what's happened over the last 4 years. It's not good enough, and the political parties aren't good enough. Vote independent.
Steve, thank you very much for joining us and for your very frank answers. I've enjoyed the discussion. The election is next Thursday, May the 2nd, and may the best candidate win. Thank you very much.